Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. For you visitors, I'm Pastor Jeff. I'm the senior pastor here. Angela is the better pastor here. And so we're glad to have all of you here today. This is the day that the Word became flesh. It's a day that we all know about and we live through each and every year. For all of us who are on staff here and who sing here and who volunteer here, Christmas looks different for us than it probably does for you. As I woke up this morning, about 2 hours later than I usually do, because we got done about two, was it, or so, by the time everybody left last night, I got to thinking about God bringing God's Son into the world as a child. And how over the last few days, we began with the very specific, this story about Jesus, about the birth of this child, and how the proclamation began last night with very specific dates in the 30th year, and we drilled down to the very specific moment when God reveals God's self. It's like a funnel where we start with what was very, very broad and became very, very specific, as if to convince us that what God is up to must be real. But then Christmas Day, the text does something very weird. We don't talk about the Nativity on Christmas Day. It's right here. We know it's there, and we know it's really... Hi, Jesus. We know it's really, really important. But John doesn't do that. John turns the funnel the other way around. And suddenly we move from this very specific story about Jesus of Nazareth, the little baby born to Joseph and Mary and the Holy Spirit and God's presence and the visitation of angels. And John begins with, in the Seriously, that's me?
Hey,
do you see these people? This is the middle of church. You're a pastor. You should be in church. I'll call you.
On Kelly time, baby. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, nice. I'll call you in a little while. There have been many firsts in my career. The funny thing was, that was the dean of another conference in California. A pastor, a friend of mine. Sorry about that. So where were we?
John was saying something.
Yes, he was. Thank you. And what John was up to is to begin by saying, in the beginning was the Word. From the very specific to this incredibly broad moment in creation where God creates not just this child, but everything. It's a wonderful kind of transition for us. Because it's so easy to just sort of say, well, we've done the Jesus thing, and he's been born, and we've got that out of the way, and now we've done our Christian duty. But what John understands is that Christmas is woven not just into this birth of Jesus, but into the very fabric of creation itself. We're part of something that God has put into motion from the very beginning. And that God continues that motion to this day. You heard in the first reading how beautiful are the feet of those who are the messengers of God. From the very beginning, God has been making beautiful feet, I guess. From the time of Moses and the prophets, from the time of the judges and the kings, to the disciples, even to today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It reminds us again and again that God's presence is now and forever. But not in some ethereal, theoretical way, but in you. So when I woke up this morning, I thought to myself, as I had all week long, what are the ways that God continues that Word in this day? And it came to my mind, it's you. How do I hear the Word of God? Trust me, it's not on channel 34, right? It's not the sweaty television preachers or the stuff that we see on TV or being harangued. That's not where I find the Word of God. I find the Word of God, this present in the beginning to even now, in each and every one of you. If we're looking for why the Nativity matters, it's because it's brought you here together, brought the world together as best it can. And so those beautiful feet, those messengers, that Word incarnate, this Jesus lives in this body of Christ in each of you. I heard it. I heard it this morning as the women began to sing. That wonderful, beautiful sound. And I thought, there is God's message. And then all of a sudden, you began to sing. There is the Word incarnate. Most of you don't even know each other and probably would never come together for any other reason, for the most part. And yet, here you are, messengers of the Word. Since 1978, Kathy Crozier has been bringing the Word of God to us in music. The Word incarnate through sounds pulsing through pipes. I almost considered taking part of the organ apart today to show you how the feet of God and the Word of God works. A wonderful gift on Kathy's parting Sunday. As a matter of fact, as we covered the organ for the roof the other day, I had to open up the side of the organ. And our wonderful janitor, Galen, who has never seen the inside of an organ, was with me, and I opened it up, and he says, "Oh, pasta, that's a lot of wires." And so I began to teach him a little bit about how that worked, and I think to myself, how is God's Spirit and Word working in the world today? Well, it's working in hands that make organs, and hands that play organs, and hands that heal and pick up trash and love, that hold a loved one, who caress the forehead of a dying grandmother. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and still remains flesh and dwells among us. God's Holy Spirit continues to be at work in God's people. It's great that the Gospel of Matthew and Luke want to set things so clearly in history, because God is set so clearly in our history today. The feet of God's messengers are beautiful, because the Holy Spirit gathers them together to be the body of Christ, this child. But the feet and hands of God are not still. They're fidgety, and they move around a lot. And they can be, on occasion, a little wayward, undisciplined, even pesky. But God loves them nonetheless. The message that they bring may not always be consistent or even perfect. God bless him. JG gave me a gift last night that you could take a lot of different ways, but I'm really a biblical scholar at heart, and we talk a lot in our Bible study and also in our Sunday school about scripture and so forth, and so JG thought I needed to get straightened out, I decided. He bought me a King James version of the Bible. Because the Word became flesh and King James told us what it looked like. But you see, it's this wonderful variety and broadness of God's Word that we celebrate here. The fact that God can speak through preaching and praying and art and music and the hands of people. That God's message is not just something narrow and defined and easily pinned down, but that the Christ child lives in broadness and grace and mercy. In the beginning was that Word. And truly the Word did become flesh and dwelt among us. But these days we should say, it seems to me, that the Word becomes flesh and is dwelling among us now. You embody that flesh. And the message that you bring in your life, which is your ministry, is nothing but beauty. The Word became flesh, and it dwells among us. Amen.